Welcome to League of Legal and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Welcome to another edition of Legal Eagle and the Coach. This is David Altenburn, and I'm here with my co-host, Brian Kaiser, for a very exciting show. Here we are the day after elections. Hopefully everybody's not too sleepy out there from staying up to the wee hours to see if their candidates won. And whether or not your candidates won or not, there were some exciting races around the country. We have a very special set of guests today. We have Lauren Jono as a guest, and she's a speaker, and she's an author, and she talks out there to the world about how people can be your unique you and how you can reach your true potential. And she teaches people the discipline to follow through on their dreams so they can be more free, more happy. And as we've discussed in some of our other shows, happiness is in the eye of the beholder. You know, your happiness is different than my happiness, is different than our friend's happiness. But we're all searching for our true promised land of true happiness, where we love other people, they love us, where we make a difference in the world. And that's what Lauren Jono speaks to people about. And I think you're going to find very exciting on how she does some special personality testing to match and get you into understanding yourself better and understanding your true potential and helps you embrace what makes you different, so that you can do what we all want to do, how we're all bred from when we're young in America to do, in the freest country on the planet, on the country where you can make a difference no matter your background, no matter your circumstance. That's the American dream, and we're going to learn more about that today and how you can shape your life. And then we have a second guest, a very special guest that embodies that dream. We have Angela Winfield, who is someone who unfortunately found herself in a situation of becoming blind. But she's taken that handicap and she's gone to levels that are just so, so impressive. She is an attorney, a practicing attorney, and she's a speaker, and she's an author, and she teaches other people how to overcome their circumstance, how to overcome their obstacles, how there's four keys to success in her mind, on how you can reach your true potential. So we have a very, very exciting show. You know, I'm a big subscriber to Brian Tracy, one of the greatest motivational speakers out there. And, you know, kind of in the tradition of my co-host last week, Brian Kaiser, I'd like to now share with you a little bit of a business education moment, something that's made a big difference in how I practice my craft of being a lawyer, and how it really made a big difference in how I saw the world when I was fortunate enough to see Brian Tracy in person and got drawn into going to one of his shows. And he talks about the five keys to success to selling your service or your product, whatever that product or service is. And he says, first, you got to identify the real prospects of your business. You got to identify the real prospects from the suspects, as he calls. You know, in today's information age, in today's digital age, we get hit all over the place with solicitations in the mail, with solicitations online, how to market our business. And so we have to pick and choose among more choices than ever, than anybody ever had in generations past. But the second key to success, after you focus a little bit on your business, your niche, you can't be everything to everybody. You got to pick your specialty. You got to pick your niche. And then you got to identify those real prospects for your business. What are the real influence connections for your business from just those that are out there trying to chase your business, the suspects? Second, you got to build rapport. It's all about the rapport, Brian Tracy would say. When you meet people in networking groups, when you get out there, when you get involved, whomever you meet, it's all about the rapport. If you focus in on the rapport, all the rest flows from there. And then they're ready to listen to your appeal as to what your business or service is all about, but not until that rapport is built. Doesn't matter whether you talk about golf, if that's a common bond, or you talk about travels, if that's a common bond. Third after making your appeal, you go to the fourth, which is overcoming obstacles. There's timing issues, there's price issues, there's sometimes service issues, competition issues, there's other details. And then finally, you can close the deal. So I'd like to now turn it over to my co-host. What are your thoughts this morning, Brian, as we get into another exciting show of Legal Eagle and the Coach?
Well, Dave, I'm excited. You know, we had a, like you said, we had the elections last night. Whether people's candidates won or lost, it was still a great contest. It's great to see the candidates get out there, compete. There's a lot you can learn from what they do. Some of it you may not like. Some of it you may really, really like and enjoy. But you can also you can see the spirit of the competition. You see how they attract people. They try to do their best most of the time, I believe, not to promote and sell, but to attract people to their cause, draw people into their vision. And I think that was in your speaking point there with Brian Tracy. You know, that's one thing that Brian's real big on is, you know, how do you attract people to you through your story, through your vision, through your eyes of the world and where you want to go, and how you can benefit and add value to them to get them there. So I'm excited. We have a great show today. Lauren Jano, I got to meet in California at Brendon Burchard's World's Greatest Speaker Training. It was an amazing event. She's an amazing lady. I'm really looking forward to meeting and talking with Angela Winfield. That's an amazing story that she has and her journey through overcoming a disability that some people, you know, take as a moment or an issue to sit back in life and not do anything. She's taken the bull by the horn, so to speak, and run with it and created quite a career. And I'm sure her story is going to be really, really awesome as we do that.
Absolutely. You know, a couple things you mentioned there, Brian, when you talk about value, I think our guests today, just like the guests we've had on our first three shows, are focusing in on that issue of value. Whether you're talking about finding yourself and the uniqueness of yourself, the what makes you special, where do you put your effort to set yourself apart from your competition or your colleagues in the same field? That's all about value. And as we've talked in some of our earlier shows, value is not always translated into dollars and cents. There's many things that can be intangible values that are just as valuable or more value than what can be measured in dollars and cents. Sometimes the goodwill that you give today doesn't get realized till weeks or months or years later when it comes back to you in some fashion, or it just makes a difference out there in the world in a positive way, whether or not you ever learn about how you had that positive effect. And so talking about the value that way, and then the Angela Winfield story, of course, is incredible. As an attorney, I know firsthand just how difficult it is to practice law with all of your faculties at the highest levels. So for someone to be legally blind and to be a practicing attorney is just amazing. It's just amazing. And her educational achievements were top of the line, top of the class. And that is a very, very special story that we get to help share today. So I'm excited to get going. We're about ready to go to a commercial break. Any final thoughts before we do so, Brian?
Just want people to know that you can yourself, if you're interested, register to be a guest on our show at LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com. You can also find other information like stuff on our book that we'll be promoting pretty heavily here in the weeks to come. So as we head into commercial break, the few items to look at there, be thinking about if you have a story that adds value and benefit to people around you and the world that you would like to put into a book, Legal Eagle and the Coach, A Journey to Success.
Very good. Very good. Well, we'll head now into our first commercial break, and when we get back, we'll have our first guest, Lauren Jano.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
If you know someone who wants the Legal A-Team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
And I believe we are back to Legal Eagle and the Coach. We're going to prepare to bring up Lauren Jano, our first guest. And Lauren has an amazing tagline, transforming you to a bolder life. I love the tagline. Got to meet her out in California at Brendon Burchard's World's Greatest Speaker Training. She's an amazing lady, and we welcome Lauren to the show.
Hey, nice to be here.
All right, Lauren. Well, I know you, and we get to work together quite a bit, but the rest of the audience in the world doesn't know everything about you like I do. So could you take just a moment and in a few, a minute, 2 minutes, give us a rundown of your journey to where you are now?
Sure. So my background is in fitness and nutrition. I played competitive tennis growing up in South Africa. Was always passionate about health and wellness, and when I immigrated to Canada, I made that transition to have that as my career. So studied fitness and nutrition and started working with clients, and very quickly realized that no matter how specific and personalized the program that I created for them was, that there were so many of them that came back week after week after week with a different story of why they couldn't do what they needed to do. And I realized that the psychology of it was huge. And I'd been through my own journey of overcoming an eating disorder that I had for 20 years and realized in that personal journey how much my mind and my thoughts had influenced that and helped me get over it. And so I went back to school and I studied cognitive behavior therapy and personality assessment and got certified in that and brought that into the work that I did and do, and that made all the difference. So over the years, my practice has transformed into helping people in all areas of their life, not just the physical part, not just the nutrition and fitness. And I became certified as a high-performance coach, one of less than 170 worldwide. And then just to tie it all together, I've added a very unique component into it this year, which looks at your genetics and how that influences your behaviors and your personality and your moods and affects your daily outcomes.
Well, Lauren, this is David Altenburn, Legal Eagle on this show, and the last aspect of what you mentioned kind of fascinates me, because some of the, you know, as a trial lawyer, some of the latest and greatest research that's been years in the making has found, for example, on decision making, what they call the reptilian brain, that there is, at a very subliminal level, we make many decisions based on what's safety for us and our family. And, you know, we've been taught it's all about emotional appeal or rational appeal, and that's all important. But so I'm very interested in this genetic testing aspect or the predisposition aspect, the personality aspect to matching people in their careers, or as you say, in the holistic approach to looking at someone, basically looking at how they can find their true happiness. And so can you expound on that a little bit more as to what your research showed and how you work with genetics and your clients?
Absolutely. So if you take it at our most primal level, the determinant of how we perceive and process pleasure and our likes and dislikes is going to drive a lot of our behaviors in terms of us, our motivation, in terms of our productivity, our ability to learn from mistakes. And so when we look at the genes that affect that, which is primarily dopamine, and what happens to that in different people, we see that, you know, in certain people, they have their dopamine is degraded very quickly because of the enzyme. In certain people, it's degraded very slowly. Some people have a lot of receptors. Some people have very few receptors. And all those things are going to influence how we experience life. So, for example, based on certain gene variations, some people are going to feel emotions very deeply, and those emotions are going to get imprinted into them very deeply. So those are the people that are probably not going to make the same mistake twice. So, for example, they'll go on a roller coaster, absolutely hate it, get off and say they're never going on it again, and the emotional response is so strong that the next time they even drive past a theme park or even see a picture of a roller coaster, it brings up that same emotional experience that they had when they were actually on the roller coaster, and so there's no way they're going on it again, right?
Right.
Whereas someone else who doesn't have that depth of experience, which is based on your gene variation, they'll go on the roller coaster, they'll absolutely hate it, and 2 months later their friends will say, oh, let's go to, well, I'm in Canada, Canada's Wonderland, and they've forgotten what it was like, and they'll go on the roller coaster again, and they'll get off and they'll go like, why the heck did I do that? I know I hate it, but they have the same depth and emotional imprint. That's a genetic determinant.
Okay, are there testing that helps you determine these things you're mentioning? And then how do you as a coach translate that in an educational way to your clients?
Right, so literally we are testing the specific genes that influence those factors.
Wow.
So I will be able to know before I've even spoken to someone whether they are the type of person who is going to experience something once, learn from the mistake, and probably never make it again, or if they're going to be the person who's probably going to hit their head against the wall many times before they get it. So knowing that, I can be way more strategic in how I help them navigate through their life experiences and set them up with tools and strategies to support that. And what I think the amazing thing about this is, and I've seen it because I had my genetic profile done like over a year ago, is when someone understands that that's how they're wired, and it's not that there's something wrong with them, it's not that they're not motivated or they're not disciplined or they're an idiot, it's just that that's how they're wired, then you've got something to work with.
Great, great point.
Yeah, that's good stuff, Lauren. And being a coach myself, on the athletic side for many years, I didn't have the genetic testing, but I had methods and things that I would do to get to understand the athlete on those levels and deal with them. So now that there's some accurate testing out there, I'm sure that that makes coaching them and coaching business people a lot easier for the coach, but also allows you to propel them and guide them to a much higher level. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and it's just, I find it just so empowering for the person as well to, you know, like I know my genetic profile now, and so sometimes I'll be in a situation and I'll be going to do something which I don't really kind of know that I maybe shouldn't be doing, like going for the extra block of chocolate or something at night. And then immediately I've got that trigger. I go, you know what, like that's your friggin' dopamine. Don't give into it. And just, it's amazing how you're able to shift your habits when you've got that information.
Yeah, and you know there's nothing wrong with you, right? I mean, you know that that's just something that's how you are, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's just something that you have
right.
to deal with and yeah. be cognizant of so that you can excel in whatever you're trying to do.
Yeah, it's a great point with
sorry,
my personal
awareness.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. It's just, it is. It's, as Brian said, it's having that awareness.
Yeah, we say education is power, and it's like I tell a lot of my personal injury clients, a lot of injury situations are based on internal body tolerances, and it has nothing to do with whether you are better or worse than the next person. It's just you can have two people in a car accident. One gets injured a certain way and one doesn't, like it gets a herniated disc due to internal body tolerances. So it sounds similar to that we have genetic predispositions. And is this kind of like personality testing to better understand ourselves? And then with that education, we're able to transform it into our business and personal life?
Yes. So, you know, and I do both. So, yeah, so it's understanding. So the genetics is going to explain your wiring, and then your personality is kind of like a layer over that. So the genetics is like at the absolute core of your being, and your personality is as well. It's just, it's a higher level, if that makes sense.
Isn't it amazing the innovations that have been made in both the personality testing and now actually taking that to a genetic level to where the tools are accessible to you, the coach, or David, you, the lawyer, to even work better with your clients by understanding how they tick, not just their personality, but actually, you know, what makes them them.
Yeah, you know, employers have gotten more sophisticated in their hiring process, especially at the executive level, where personality matching, for example, is very important. You know, if you have a position where following orders or directives and being in a more submissive role within a company is important, but somebody has a personality test that says that their drive and their ambition to be the leader is like off the charts high, maybe that's not a great match and that sort of thing. And now with genetics, it sounds like with genetics, it's even at a deeper level. And one thing I'm interested in, Lauren, is this. I noticed on your website you talk about a 7-day mini transformation mastery program that you conduct. Can you share with our audience a little bit how you conduct that program?
Yeah, so literally, so I have a 12-week coaching program that takes people through all the elements that are, I believe, essential for success. So starting with their clarity about who they are and how they show up in the world, your physiology, which is your health, because without that, nothing's happening, and then your productivity. And when I look at productivity, I'm looking at, are you producing the things in your life that are actually moving your life forward, or are you producing stuff that's just causing you to spin your wheels and stay in the same place? And then looking at also your level of influence and persuasion in the world. And so what I've done is I've taken all those main elements and just put them into a 7-day program where each day I've just picked one aspect of each of those for people that they can literally implement that day and create a shift and create a different experience for themselves.
So let me see if I've got this right. Whether or not you're pretty happy with your life, but there's certain things you'd like a coach like you to analyze more scientifically or more comprehensively to just make sure, or maybe tweak your life in certain directions, or whether or not you're unhappy with your direction of your life or your state of your life, and you really want to shake up with someone with your skill set to analyze and help people, do you serve both those types of clientele?
I do. And actually, I'm currently working with someone who's a CEO of a huge accounting firm who's just literally crushing it. He's beyond happy, but realizes that there's always room for improvement. And, you know, those little tweaks that you make can make a huge difference. And then I'm also working with people who are, you know, in a comfortable position but want more, and some people that are stuck. So it really goes across all spectrums.
Great, great. Brian, what interests you right now?
Well, yeah, I get to work with Lauren quite a bit, and this product, this genetic testing program that she has, is something that's turning a lot of heads in the coaching world, in the expert space of personal and professional development that I operate in. This program is turning a lot of heads and getting a lot of attention. And Lauren's at the forefront of showing everyone how to implement that into your coaching platforms and use it to benefit your clients and improve your life. And so that really, you know, working with her and letting her get her message out about the things that she's doing with that is one of the reasons why I wanted her to be a guest on our show. And one of the things I really like about working with her is because, you know, this is a relatively new thing. And tell us a little bit, Lauren, because I don't want to steal the thunder from you, but the people that you work with that developed this, tell us a little about the background of those that came up with the platforms and the genetic testing that you're using now and that we'll be promoting out to people everywhere so that we can, you know, help them live better lives and build better businesses.
So I think I can pretty much sum it up in one sentence, in that they work in genetics. They're both young guys, like in their 40s. They, you know, this has been their life's work. And two doctors, and they were on the short list for a Nobel Prize in medicine and physiology this year for their work in genetics. So they are, like, literally at the forefront of this. I mean,
innovators. These are the innovators in the genetic world right now.
Can you give our audience an idea of the cost for the genetic testing? Is it something that takes an hour for the genetic testing or longer? Can you give us an idea of those things?
Yeah. So the beauty of this is it is so easy to do. Literally, a kit will get shipped to your house. You do a saliva sample, put it in, seal it in the vial. There'll be a self-addressed envelope. Put it back in the mail directly to the lab. Within two weeks, depending on how busy the lab is, 2 to 3 weeks, I get the results. And once I've been through them, analyzed them, and figured out what's going on, I set up two coaching sessions with a client. The first one, I review the actual results of the genetic profile and explain it to them and what it all means. And then in the second session, what do you do with this information now? So now you know all of this about yourself. What do you do with it? Because obviously that's what everyone wants to know. So essentially, yeah, it's so simple. Like, it's a saliva test that gets sent to your house, you ship it back, and it's 2 hours of coaching.
Now, on the analysis of the genetics, you talked earlier about dopamine. I guess that's kind of the happy hormone or that sort of thing. But and how that is in a person's system. Are there different axes? In other words, when the genetic testing comes back, are there 1, 2, 12? Just how many measuring sticks are there on this genetic testing?
So on this particular panel, there's three specific genes that we're looking at, but they all relate to that whole dopamine axis, because that's what's influencing your mood, your executive functioning, your behavior, etc. So, and then what I will kind of let the cat out the bag is we're releasing a second panel in January, which is going to look at nutrition and fitness. So from a genetic perspective, what certain nutritional and exercise predispositions do you have?
Wow. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate all your expertise.
Definitely.
Thank you.
And Lauren, can you tell everyone how they can get in touch with you? What's the best way for them to contact you and take a deeper look into getting their tests done and also working with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the easiest is just to go to my website, which is laurenjawno.com. So LaurenJawno.com. And you'll see at the top of the page, there's a tab that says coach. And under that is the information about the genetic testing and also about the 12-week coaching program as well. And I have two other programs as well, but those are the two main ones.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, Lauren, thanks for coming on the show. And we're going to head into commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be visiting with Angela Winfield and hearing her story.
Thank you so
Feeling
much.
Feeling burnt out or lost on where to go next? Feeling like you own a job instead of a business, or that your business is running you instead of you running it? Expert business advisor Mike Calderwood can help. Mike uses a personalized, strategic, and proven approach to help you identify what is and isn't working in your business. He'll then help you establish an action plan so your business can thrive. Mike Calderwood, providing you straightforward solutions to gain a real advantage in your business. Learn more at MikeCalderwood.net.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
And we're back with Legal Eagle and the coach, David Altenburn, the Legal Eagle, Brian Kaiser, the coach, and we have as our guest Angela Winfield. Angela, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Welcome
nice
to the show, Angela.
Yes, welcome. Pleasure. And we got to read through the information on your website, inspirational speaker and life coach, and you're also a practicing attorney, so we're very, very anxious to hear your story, and we'd love for you to take a few minutes and kind of take us on that journey that brought you to where you are today.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you and to share my story. And, you know, it's an interesting story because when I was 14 years old, I was legally blind. You know, I'd been declared legally blind about 4 years earlier when I was 10, but it didn't mean anything to me when I was 10 because not much really means to you when you're that young. You know, you just do what you're going to do when you're a kid. But once I got to be in my teenage years, people started asking my parents and guidance counselors, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'd always wanted to be an attorney. And I started realizing that my path you know, my career path, my personal path was going to be very, very different because I couldn't see as well. I was never able to drive. You know, I couldn't read regular print materials. It was very, very different, and I was realizing exactly how different I was, and I didn't think that my dream was going to be possible.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was, I mean, it was a tough time for me, and I did get through it. I got through it. It was probably the worst time of my life, but I was, you know, debating on whether I did want to live. And I survived, and I got through it. But when I was 20, and I was in college, and I was, like, getting really close, I was like, okay, I'm pre-law, I'm studying political science, I'm going to do this thing. I had a flare-up with my eye condition and lost the rest of my sight. So I had no usable vision, and I was at a turning point where was I going to move forward and see what was possible, or I was going to slip back and start, you know, thinking about whether or not I could do it, whether or not it was possible. I didn't have any real role models that looked exactly like me doing what I wanted. And, you know, the thought, you know, you look at the statistics of, you know, African-American women who don't have college, it was 80% back then, and then legally blind adults of working age, 70% of them didn't have jobs, don't have jobs. So I was thinking about all those statistics, and I was like, what am I going to do? Am I going to go for it and see what's possible or not? And I decided to go for it, and it turned out really well.
Well, to me, it's amazing. This is David Altenburn, Legal Eagle on the show, and as a practicing attorney, and going through the journey as the first attorney in my family, being my dream that started as a junior in high school, just with a psychology teacher that put the dream in my mind, to know what you've done, what you've accomplished, the testing that just gets you into law school, and then to get through law school, and then the testing to be admitted to, you know, being a practicing attorney, to be licensed as an attorney, is just amazing. So I want to first say just congratulations. We're very, very honored for you to be on our show. And I saw in looking at your website that you are an inspiration, not only in your own story, but an inspirational, motivational speaker, and that you say there's four keys to success and for people to reach their true potential. So could you share those with us now?
Yes, of course. So what I did is I deconstructed exactly how I was able to accomplish this. Because when I graduated law school, people started thanking me. Like, they came up to me and they said, you know, you kept coming to class. So I kept coming to class. And I was like, well, maybe I'm doing something a little different. And what is that? And it's these four keys. And they're called OPEN. It's an acronym, OPEN. It opens your mind, it opens your eyes, and it opens your heart to possibilities and to success. So I'll take you through them quickly, and we can talk about a couple of them in depth, but I don't know if we'll have time for all four. So O is for outlook. Now, you've got to have the right outlook so you can actually see opportunities and possibilities, and also have the courage to move forward with what's going to make you most happy and successful, and I emphasize you. The P in open is for plan, and you've got to have a good roadmap. It's got to be detailed. You've got to know exactly where it is that you want to go. You can't be wedded to the route, because life is just like any journey. There are going to be detours. There are going to be obstacles, but you need to at least have a plan so you can know how to deviate and get back on course. And maybe sometimes you want to take a little intentional detour and find out what's on the other side before you get back on track. E is for education, and that's a twofold piece. You've got to have the necessary formal education for what you want to do, whether it be, you know, being an attorney like me or you, David, or a coach. You know, you've got to have the right skill set. But the other part of education is the education about yourself. You've got to be the definitive expert in you. You've got to know your gifts, your talents, mm-hmm. your strengths, but you've also got to know your weaknesses and your flaws and your setbacks so you can get the right support, right? Am I right?
Yeah, yeah, no, so exactly. True. Understanding ourselves is almost the most difficult thing for many people, or it takes a long time or a lot of effort or many years, but so true. So what's our fourth on?
The fourth key for N is network, having the right support system in place, and that's both in your professional life as well as your personal life. You got to have your core personal revitalization team in place. That's what I call it, your CPR team. They bring
we're
it
all,
back to life.
We're all part of teams. We can't do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Well, that's excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that out there with us, because it's so true. Each and one of those could, I'm sure you could expound on for a while, and we will get into some of those. Brian?
Yeah, you know, I'm the coach, so I always look at things that are, to me, very impressive, and the fact that you didn't graduate from one but two Ivy League universities just is amazing. So I want to throw kudos out there once again for that.
Thank you.
I've worked with several athletes and people that have had talent out the wazoo and very little holding them back. You know, they've had parents that were financially stable and able to provide for them and all these things, and they never took advantage of opportunities. They never took advantage of actually fulfilling their vision for what they wanted out of their life. So your story is absolutely amazing, and just want to throw that out there. Mike, in going a little deeper with that, you know, you overcame a lot of obstacles to complete your journey to achieving a law degree. How did you keep your mindset? How did you stay focused and not let all the road bumps, all the speed bumps, all the mountains that you climbed get in the way of you getting there? How did you stay focused on that?
Mm-hmm. It was a twofold thing. And it's so ironic that I lost my sight, because I always had a clear vision. And that's what I kept my inner eye on, like this feeling of what success meant to me. You know, I saw myself, I literally, in my mind, saw myself standing in the courtroom, you know, representing and advocating for a client. So I saw myself, you know, living independently and being able to financially, you know, care for myself and my family. I wanted that so deeply. I could feel it, that I just would take myself to that place, and it propelled me forward. The other thing that I did, because it obviously was not smooth sailing the whole time, and there were times when I, you know, was down on my knees and I wanted to give up and said that was it. And I let myself feel that. I let myself say, okay, yeah, this is really bad. I'm really scared. I don't know if I can make it. And then I would connect with that vision and say, is it worth finding out? And the answer for me was always yes. Always yes. And what I teach and do with my private clients when I'm coaching them is getting them really clear on that vision. You know, people talk about having goals, and you've got to have the right goals. You know, no one ever tells us that. You know, it's not the goal that your, you know, your mom or your dad or your coach or your teacher, it's not the goal that your boss set for you. You've got to have the goal that you're going to actually want to get up for when you fall down.
Mm. Well, and the courage to go after them, right?
Yeah. Well, it seems like what you're embracing is, you know, there's different words to say the same messages. You know, there's things about out there about always trying to stay positive. That's part of your outlook, or your vision. I guess that's part of your outlook. And then you talk about your plan. We talk about make a plan and think through a plan and then work your plan. You know, so many people make a plan, but do you follow through and work your plan? And then education, of course, you have to have tools. If your dream is to be an attorney, that has certain requirements, or a doctor, that has other requirements, or a business coach, that has certain requirements. And then networking at the end, you know, they do studies of the most successful people out there, and what they find is that they exercise more than the average person, and that they network more, far more than the average person, because you've got to get out there. Your message has to get out there. Your person as a being has to get out there. So are these some of the things, or can you elaborate, pick any of those four that you feel would help our audience the most here, Angela, and just share with us a little more depth, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, let's go into the self-education, E, with the education, because it ties into your network as well. But one of the most important things is no one can know you as well as you know you, right? because no one can get inside your head. No one can be inside your heart. No one can feel those things and think what you think. Oftentimes, there are a lot of people who do everything that they can to avoid being with themselves and really understanding why they're thinking the way they're thinking and why they're feeling the way they're feeling. It was a remarkable experience I just had the other day. I'm on a number of boards, and one of the boards I was on, we're hiring a new executive, a new CEO. And my colleagues and I sat around in a circle. We had just met with the two final candidates. And we went through this decision process. We went turn by turn around this circle, and everyone kind of gave their impressions and what they were thinking. And it was so evident that they were unaware of what was actually going on in their own head, like their own, you know, their own strengths, their own weaknesses. And instead of, you know, really zeroing on what they were good on, they were like all over the place. It's like, sit down with yourself and really understand, you know, where are your opinions and conclusions? Where are those coming from? You know, are they coming from outside of you? Or are they coming from inside of you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got to focus and find your sweet spot to know how you can deliver value, not only for yourself, because that's important. You've got to deliver value for yourself, but deliver value in your work, in your family, in your community. And that only comes from knowing where you're good at, you know, what you're good at, your areas, your strong suits,
it's such a great point. You know, like some people are really good people, but they're not good at technology, for example, or just the opposite. They're not that social. They're not that comfortable sociably, but they're very technically talented, whether it be with computers or mechanics or things like that, you know. So I think that's a great point. Starting with ourselves, it's sometimes scary, and we sometimes need help to start with ourselves, whether it's with a psychologist or a therapist or a business coach, or perhaps all of the above. But I think you make some great points here, Angela. You really do.
Yeah. And David, you know, she brought up our one of the things from our intro monologue that we really were driving home is value. You have to be able to provide value, and without sitting down with yourself and figuring out who you are and where you're going, it's really hard to provide the outside world any type of true value, because you're all over the place with your own personal struggles.
Yeah.
So that point, you know, was really I'm glad that she hit on that again, because that kind of tied into that monologue and just,
you know,
really.
A lot of experts will say that we need to take our quiet time. We need to craft out some quiet time where we do brainstorm with ourselves. That, you know, some of the most successful people from 9 to 5 or 9 to 6 or 8 to 6, whatever those basic business hours are, they're in FaceTime with other professionals. They're in meetings. They're in networking groups. They're in luncheons. They're in all those kind of things, which can be very busy, which can be very intense, which can be very fast at times, and it can be very overlapping at times. But that we all need our quiet time. For some people, that's, you know, late at night. And for other people, that's early in the morning or both. When we can sit down, and whether we're writing out our to-do lists or our goals, or we're brainstorming with ourselves on things like our guest right now, Angela Winfield, is sharing with us, that we get to understand ourselves. I think it's important that we have our quiet time. And now, Angela, I guess I'd like to ask you, it's the last of your four keys to success on your acronym of OPEN, Outlook, Plan, Education, and Network. I'd like to focus in a little bit on the network side of it, the team side of it, the support side of it that you talked about, whether it's in our personal life or in our business life or hopefully for both. Can you give some advice out there for our audience as to how people should think about that aspect of a key to success?
Absolutely, yeah. So on the personal side of things, the way that I think about it is you want at least three different people. You want one person who's going to be your cheerleader, right? And who's always going to say, you know, go ahead, go out there, you can do it, rah, rah, rah. You want one person who's going to give it to you straight, you know, including telling you when you know, you're not giving your best. You can do better. You need that person who's going to be honest with you. And then you need a third person who sees you in a way that you cannot see yourself. You know that it's true. You know that they're right, but they can see you in your dream better than you can. Sometimes you can find it all in one person, but even when you can't, you need like 3 to 5 of them. And you don't need to tell the people, you know, who you're choosing. You don't need to like, actually go out and enroll them and say, okay, you're going to be on my team. You want these people who do it naturally, and you want to show appreciation and gratitude and support, but you want to be able to, for yourself, identify them. And then in the business realm, in the professional realm, you know, you want a mentor. You want someone who's kind of been through the ropes before, even if it's not exactly like you have or you will, because they're not you, but you want someone who's advanced. You also want someone who can sponsor you and go out there and champion you to, you know, your colleagues and other professionals. But this, one of the most important things is you want a mentor who actually doesn't look like you. That's been extremely helpful to me, and it's so counterintuitive because we always flock to people who are like us, that either look like us or act like us, or, you know, you need a common bond, but I'll tell you what the common bond is, and it's usually just a connection in humanity. And I've found incredible mentors who obviously are sighted, who are, you know, opposite race, opposite gender of myself, who I've learned so much from because I get a chance to see the world through their eyes and they get a chance to help step into my shoes and show me how to navigate that world so I can be part of it.
Well, a great, great, great answer and a great finish. Thank you so much, Angela Winfield, for being a guest on our show. And if people want to contact you before we go to this last commercial break for our show today, Legal Eagle and the Coach, could you please tell them how to contact you?
Yes. Go to my website, angelawinfield.com. That's AngelaWinfield. There's loads of information, and I do have a self-study program that's up, and it's loaded with incredible stuff that walks you through all four keys. You get FaceTime and Q&A with me and some really, really dynamic bonuses that you should check out. So
well,
go over there.
This has been great. You've really given us some great keys to success. And again, we're so honored that you were on our show, Legal Eagle and the Coach. We wish you nothing but success in the future. And you're a great inspiration for all of us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Angela.
Thank you both.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Yeah.
If you know someone who wants the Legal A-Team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Well, here we go. We're at the end of another show of Legal Eagle and the Coach, and we hope everybody out there in Internet Radio Land has enjoyed this show. We had a couple really special guests today, Brian. Lauren Jono, who talks about people finding their true self and their true happiness and finding their uniqueness through amazing new technology, genetic testing, that will tell us about our predispositions so we can learn more about ourselves. Followed by the next layer of personality testing. And then she's a high-performance coach that takes off from there once you understand yourself better. And then we had a guest of Angela Winfield, who's overcome an amazing obstacle, a very difficult obstacle of blindness to become a practicing attorney. And an inspiration to all of us, and an inspirational speaker that talks about the four keys to success, an acronym of OPEN, where she talks about our outlook, our planning, our education, and our networking to get us to be all that we can be. And so here we do in starting the tradition of our earlier guest with some really great guests. Brian, what are your thoughts as we recap this show?
Wow, what a show. I mean, we had two really great guests today. The biggest part I got out of it, and I think you probably caught this too, is, you know, Lauren's focusing on the person and really getting in deep and finding out how they're wired, how their personality affects what they do and how they perform. And then we flipped over to Angela. We heard an amazing story of how she overcame blindness, graduated from two Ivy League universities, got a law degree, practices law as a legally blind person, and she also does inspirational speaking and life coaching, where she takes people through her OPEN acronym, where the E in that was the education, and we went right back to yourself, looking to yourself, how you find out who you are and how who you are can provide value to those around you. It was an amazing guest. I think we outdid ourselves today.
Well, you hit on something really here where there is a commonality. There is a common message here. And the message is that to live the bold life, to live to your true potential, to live to your true happiness, is that you must embrace the uniqueness of yourself by first best understanding yourself. And
sounds like
where,
my tagline, huh, Dave?
Yeah, well, you know. A little bit there.
With purpose
because
and gratitude, you know?
You do. You talk about that as a business coach, as a great business coach, that people should live a life of purpose and a life that's bold and gratitude. And, you know, we walk humbly, but we try to make a difference in the world. And both of these guests today, it seems to me that that's what the message is they're trying to drive home, is that it's different for each of us. But what we
Absolutely.
Should all be striving to do is understand ourselves, understand our likes, understand what makes us tick, what makes us happy, and where we can add value to others. And when we start adding value to others and we understand ourselves, so it's adding value to ourselves along the way, that's the dream life. That's the amazing journey that we all live and seek every day and try to perfect and try to
great
tweak.
Way. Yeah, great way to to end up what's been an awesome show. Want to remind everybody that we do have Legal Eagle and the Coach. We are putting out our first book, A Journey to Success. Information will be up at LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com shortly on how to get involved in that. Next week, we'll have Andrew Thompson and Michael Jacobs on with us, and we will be hearing about their stories and getting digging a deeper dive into what they do and who they serve, as well as, bantering and having some fun ourselves. David, are there any last words?
Well, I'd just say, we may not be at Mike and Mike in the morning that we tried to pattern this show after, but I will say I think we are making it educational, and hopefully we're making it entertaining. And along the way, we're learning a lot in the process. That's what's been so enjoyable about this process. So tune in next week, Legal Eagle and the Coach.
You have been listening to Legal Eagle and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.